772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We began a series just last week, and I entitled the series, The Rising of the Sons. Our first message was entitled, Stirred But Not Shaken. With all that's going on in the world, we must allow ourselves to be stirred, but refuse to be shaken. Then we had a message on the abundance of rain. In this series, we are revisiting the days of Noah, and we're drawing up a parallel. As the Lord himself stated, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. In other words, we are in the times that parallel are like in the times of the days of Noah. Okay, so we're identifying something. So today, we're taking a look at what I've entitled A Flood of Evidence. Tell somebody there's a flood of evidence. I had a chance to share a little bit with our first service. This week, my family and I, we were out of the state. We took a trip to Kentucky to visit a university that my son, Joseph, is interested in, and they're very much interested in bringing him there to continue his education after high school and to play basketball. And while we were there, I was able to fulfill one of my bucket lists. I've had a heart since it was built to visit the Ark Encounter, and we went there. It was amazing. We took pictures. I had Joe take some pictures of me standing underneath it, under the bow, from a distance. And hopefully sometime or another, if we can, it won't be today because we haven't done it, but he has to get it from his camera to put up so you can see the ark that is there in a place called Williamstown, Kentucky, is the actual size and dimensions that Noah was instructed in the Word of God to build it. It's the same size. It's 7 stories high and a football field and a half long. And inside is nothing short of amazing. Now, see, Noah wasn't no caveman. Ugh, you know, just scribbling on the wall. Noah was very intelligent. He lived to be 935 years. So you know he had to have some brains. You know, if you're just around that long, you're going to know something. But think about a moment. Technology, as far as it advanced or has advanced, does not mean that we are any more intelligent. Thank you for the 3 amens and the one that's right. I know it's right. Listen, technology doesn't make us intelligent. You got people that can operate technology, but they're stupid. They may know how to work technology, but they don't have intelligence. Intelligence and technology can be two different things. They may not have had the technology that we have today, but they were intelligent. Ain't nobody living here that we know of more than 120, 125. You got people in Nepal and places like that that have that glacial ice that live a long time, but they ain't living that long. Noah had some of his children at 500. He just getting started at 500. That's 5 centuries. We do well to see a century. And most people that see the century, they can't hardly see it no way. Because it's so old. 935. But the ark was amazing. Even the technology by which he built it and how they fed the animals, how they, you know, it wasn't no caveman stuff. God instructed him. And when you go in there, it'll blow you away. It will. How intelligent they were and how they could, even how they got rid of the waste. I used to think about that, you know, all these animals on here, they got to be making some messes. But the way they got rid of the waste is phenomenal. And all of each one of the eight people that were saved had to see to 850 animals as far as feeding. But all of his sons were experts in different areas. It's amazing. And they give you the whole, all four floors. There are four floors inside. It's again, nothing short of amazing. My family will attest to that. So I would encourage anyone that gets an opportunity to visit that. Life-size, expertly done. You can go in there, an unbeliever, and unless you're just crazy, you're going to come out believing God. Because it really shoots all kind of holes through the evolutionary theory and facts. I mean, archaeological finds and everything, it's all there. Amen? So today we're going to take a look at a flood of evidence. We started in Genesis chapter 7, where we see that the fountains of the deep were broken up. You know, when these fountains broke up, in actuality, it was part of what caused the divide of the landmass. You know, before the flood, there was only one landmass. There weren't continents. There was one landmass. But during the days of Peleg, you will read, it says that the earth was divided. And that means literally that the land divided. But some of it was due to the fountains of the deep that broke up and caused these fuses, these crevices to come, and it divided the land, and eventually they floated apart. Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Australia, Antarctica, all of these. So one landmass. Fountains of the deep were broken up, and now what we've been doing is paralleling the days of Noah. What does Jesus mean that it'll be as it were then, it shall be again? Well, he promised never to destroy the earth with a flood again. And he sent us the sign of the rainbow. No matter how hard it rains, no matter how high the water might rise, God has promised us and he gave us that sign, I'll never allow the earth to be destroyed again with a flood. So when we talk about the fountains of the deep, let's put a spiritual, if I can say, a spiritual twist or connotation to it. If you give me Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, we'll start there. I want to read some verses and then we're going to expound on them, because God has given us a flood of evidence that as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be again in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. But it takes spiritual eyes to see, a heart that is open to God to understand, ears that hear. You see, there are those in the world that hear, but they don't hear. They don't understand. Ask God, pray that God will give you to understand. There are those that God spoke in parables to, that hearing, they would hear, but not understand. But he told his disciples, those that loved him, it is given to you to understand. Kings and princes have desired to hear what we hear and haven't heard. They've desired to see what we see, but they've not seen it. Because God has hidden it for those that he has chosen. So don't take it lightly. Don't play with God. Don't just misuse and abuse church. You come to a place like this to be instructed. Amen. It doesn't matter how much you know or how anointed you are, you come to be instructed. I've never claimed to and never will claim to know it all, but the Holy Spirit can speak to me to you. He knows your business. I don't know your business. Amen. So understand that he will speak to you. See, the Word of God says this: forsake not the assembling. That don't just mean come. You see, some come, but they're like this. They'll come and hear, but won't do, won't receive the instruction. So they remain a construction site. Just a stone that's not in order. But the Word says, forsake not the assembling. See, we've come to be assembled. We've come to be placed in order. We're not just a family, we're an army. There are times where we just enjoy being family, but there are times we need to strap the boots up. Make sure the weapon is ready to fire. Because there's a real enemy that we face every day. And if you give him place, he'll take it. Amen. Only thing that can ward off darkness is light. So the Bible says, forsake not. In Hebrews 10:24, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some are. The manner of some are to come, but not to be assembled. Let us not forsake the assembling. That's what the fivefold ministries are for, to assemble, to perfect, to challenge, to encourage, to rebuke, to reprove. Amen. Tell somebody, you're going to have to trust somebody. Not to the extent that you trust the Lord. But see, you can't bypass everybody and just you and Jesus. No, he gave you a family. And in that family, there are fathers, there are mothers, there are brothers, there are sisters. You're accountable to your brother. You're accountable to your sister. You're accountable to your father, your mother. And then we're accountable to God. But God will work through in apostolic order. And see, there's where people forsake the assembling. You find somebody that just says, it's just me and Jesus. And they've been everywhere. They know every church in town. And been everywhere and go everywhere. And they ain't got no home church. The world is my home. And you know what? Follow them. You'll see that their life is whack. That they're crazy. What they believe is off the wall. And ain't nothing going right for them. Because that's not God's order. God's people should be the most orderly people in the world. Saints shouldn't be out of order all the time. On your job, your desk is the worst. Your office is the worst.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.